Yeah, on Pennsylvania Avenue at Pressman Street. Stuff was burning across the street, and Willie looked at a building that was on fire. It was the old Mitnick Furniture Store. And he said, "I'm going to claim that building when the fire stopped so that we can stop the fires in our community." And people said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The number of black-on-black murders is what I mean." And so he started something called Stop the Violence, Stop the Killing Now. Am I right, Willie? I know I'm old, but 50 years right. Holding hands from Hilton across North Avenue to Milton and committing every year to reducing the sort of violence that was in the street. I knew I was in the right place when I saw Squeaky Kirk, my man. Squeaky, I don't know if they recognize you, but I'm recognizing you.
Peace and blessings, family. As y'all know, we are spotlighting David Murphy and Bill Gooden. And we're here at the Black Men Unifying Black Men 4th Annual Awards. And we have finally finished up. We'll get just a few commentary from the community. We're here with the famous LBS in Baltimore City, Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. This is Lawrence. I was surprised to see you here, but you be everywhere.
Yeah, of course. You know, we've known Mike for like 10 years.
Okay.
You know, back when we started on campus at Towson University.
Okay.
And, you know, we would have meetings in public, and Mike would come through, and, we would talk. So we've known some of the brothers involved for a long time. We've known Captain Andrew.
Okay.
Tried to support him for a long time. So,
okay.
Yeah, we try to come through as much of these as we can, especially the award ceremony,
okay,
to honor the black men that paved the way for us.
Wow.
And, you know, a lot of things are happening, a lot of different people, a lot of different political orientations in the room. So it's just important to feed diversity of our community and support however we can.
Okay. You know, also, folks, I want to say we're here today with our lions up in here, but we got some tigers coming, all right? Lions getting awarded, but we got tigers coming. Lawrence, what's the importance of this type of awards for black men unifying black men?
I mean, we've seen some of our elders in the space serve for years, and, you know, the economic awards aren't great, but a lot of folks in our community say, well, no one's doing anything. No one's helping the youth. No one's organizing business, and we're not coming together. I can't tell you how many meetings I've been to where they say we got to come together, and here we are all together. Now, we can be in the same space, but can we share resources? Can we share support? Can we share a common agenda? And I think spaces like this go a long way to give representation and honor to the people that have been serving our community, but also challenge the notion that black folks can't work together, we don't work together, and really just show it's the oppression and the systemic violence that prevents people not just from seeing the results of that work, but even knowing it happens.
Intro yourself to our diaspora office. Who are you?
My name is Lawrence Grand Prix. I'm Director of Research for Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. We go by LBS, our acronym. We're a grassroots think tank. We work on a variety of policy issues in Baltimore and the state of Maryland.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings. Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Of course.
Thank y'all so much. Folks, this is, we wanted to introduce the Osborne family, Grand Master Lodge, Osborne Gardner Award, but we wanted to introduce him and his queen together. I want to ask you, what's the importance of this type of award, this coming together?
Well, this particular award, it speaks to community involvement. It speaks to the value that we as individuals within our community make for community as a whole.
Okay.
The concern that we all should have is how can we best work and agree? How can we get along as a unit?
Okay.
We as individuals normally function separately. We function within our own bubble. And we don't realize the value we add by making a difference for the other person. Collaboration is what it's all about. We function from a transaction perspective and not a collaborative perspective. And that's what we fall short.
I heard you make that point. I want to ask you, Queen, when he talked about collaboration, I thought that was a very important point. What's the importance of us understanding collaboration and pulling away from transactional relationships in the community? What's the importance of collaborative relationships in our community? What's the importance of that, being unified? For us as women, what's the importance of that?
Yeah, so for us as women, we need to be more inclusive of everyone. You know, we need to be, and when we bring everyone together, that we can do more
purpose. On purpose. Why did you choose to talk about that finance for your keynote instead of something more general and broad?
Because, you know, just retirement is not the same as it used to be.
Okay.
And as I mentioned before, like, we're all in all these new retirement accounts that have not been out that long. Like, you can't just go to work now, get a check for the rest of your life, because we're living too long, so that money is running out. So financial literacy is so key, so I just really have a high passion on educating people on how to invest, on how to make that money last forever. Because we saw it, like, when the government shut down, shut down for like 10 days and everybody was broke. They had no money. But think about it, if the government was shut down for 30 years, that's retirement. And if you're not prepared for that, you're going to be working for a long time. So.
All right, there go your fiance. Come on back over here. And y'all, we getting the kings and the queens together, okay?
All right, y'all, appreciate it.
How you get her?
I don't know. I have no idea. I prayed hard.
Tell me your name and tell me your name.
Yes, I'm Tavon Jackson. I'm a financial advisor.
And I'm Emmanuel Yana. Okay, where you from, beautiful?
Ethiopia.
Oh, we got Ethiopia in the house. Oh, y'all, how is the last? Y'all looking at the Revolution Black Love podcast. Tell me the importance of this type of awards today for you, for us women, for the community.
Showcasing black men.
With our men. Why is that important? What's the importance of us women working together with our men? Because we live in a society where they're always trying to divide our African men and women. Why is it important that we work together with them?
We always have to keep working together to uplift them so that they can uplift the community.
Okay, what do you do?
And we can't do it. We can't do it on our own. Like, that's the challenge.
Say that again.
We can't do it on our own. Like, there's so many things that you can't put a monetary value on that that woman brings to the table. When I'm going home, I want to have peace. I don't want to be dealing with all this stuff, but she's been so helpful and she's been great.
What's the weather day?
Man, we got to plan it, right?
Girl,
I got that too. She told me it's like 3 days of Ethiopian wedding. We got to do it.
Gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate you. You so
appreciate
much.
Y'all.
Thank
all right,
you guys.
Peace and blessings. Thank you, man. You make time. Why are you here? Why is this important?
Well, you know, because I think this is a wonderful organization, because Arthur Squeaky Kirk is like my brother, and he got awarded today.
I didn't know y'all was brothers.
We are brothers. And I help his organization. He's a wonderful guy. And he told me he was getting honored. And I said, you know what, Squeaky? I'm going to find a way to make time on the schedule to get down there.
That's dope.
I got to thank all these other men that did wonderful things in the community also.
What's the importance for us as African-American community coming together, having self-determination, making sure that we take care of each other?
I think it's so important. That's why organizations like this are so good. I love this Black Men United, standing up for other people. It's setting a great example for the community. And look, we spent a lot of time here in Baltimore City for the 8 years I was governor, and nothing impressed me more than the people like this in the community that are standing up and helping be a role model for other young Black men.
Now let me tell you, I know you was governor, and you tired, and you still ran.
Yeah.
You still running. Whatever happens, what's next for you on the agenda?
You know what? I'm hoping in 3 days we're going to pull off the biggest surprise upset in America, and I'm going to keep serving the people of Maryland. I'm just going to try to be the same, the strong, independent leader I've always been. Look out for everybody.
When do you sleep?
I don't ever sleep.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Spotlight now, queens, our mamas, queen warriors. What's the importance of an awards like this? What's the importance of
unifying Black men?
Unifying Black men and Black women.
We're going to have a different
women.
Awards next year.
Yeah. So maybe we should get together and have one as well.
Oh, Baba David. Okay. Baba David, they just changed up your awards. What did you just say?
We should have women unifying Black women as well.
Because Black women build up our brothers.
So, Diaspora, this is important because Baba David has orchestrated this. So, they're telling him what they want.
That's
so,
right.
Baba David,
right.
Can we have an awards that showcases our women too and our men?
Guess what?
No.
Guess what? You have to say it on the next day. I'm doing a universal Black man. Well, that also going to be a universal Black woman.
That's right.
That should be.
There's Black women officers all across the state. It's a bunch of right here.
Okay.
Because that black man grows because of us.
Woo! Black woman.
We stand behind black man.
Right.
Okay.
Every day.
I will put no woman up against my own mama.
There you go.
When I see her do.
There you go.
With us, eight of us.
That's right.
Man.
Beautiful.
I couldn't even do that.
Y'all, Baba David, y'all. us coming behind you, what do y'all find with our younger women coming? What should we be doing? What should we be working hard? What should we keep in mind? What's the advice for us coming behind y'all?
Coming behind us.
Always be true to yourself for one
always
thing.
What?
Be true to
always
yourself.
Always be true to yourself.
Yes, stick what behind else? Your brothers.
Stick behind your brothers, okay?
Give them the strength.
Give them the information.
Give them the strength.
Give them the strength and encouragement they need in order to move forward.
All right.
Teach them their history and you got to lift them up. Give them the information. That's right.
All right. Teach
words of Marcus Garvey, a man that does not know his culture and his origin is like a root without trees.
Right.
We need to grow.
Yes, all right, we do.
Drop the mic. Thank y'all, beautiful.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, thank you. All right, folks, thank y'all so much. We're still here at the 4th Annual Men's Award. Of course, the Revolution's Black Love Podcast is getting all the community. We're here with the legendary Donnie Glover. Also, I love the founder of Black Wall Street. I love what he has done, y'all. He has taken Black Wall Street across the nation. He got black communities celebrating themselves, encouraging economic development. Why are you looking at me like you don't know who I'm talking about?
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. How does it feel? You are an honoree this year. What's the importance of this award, and what was the importance of just being honored like this? He's still smiling.
To God be the glory.
Okay, you gonna say something?
We celebrate with the Black Wall Street, the Joe Mann's Black Wall Street Awards. We celebrate black entrepreneurs and professionals as well as the people who support them regardless of race. Mm-hmm. So every now and then when it comes back around, you just have to be grateful and stay humble and know that somebody is taking note of what you're doing, just like you. We have to put you in the rotation. We've honored over 2,700 people in 9 U.S. cities since 2011.
So and also honored. He be honoring people, and today he getting honored.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think when we do this work, we don't realize the significance of the work. So somebody say, hey, I want to nominate. You be like, what, me? Just like this now, I'm not describing. You was like, who's she talking about? It's like you legendary.
Because we shouldn't be doing it for self-aggrandizement.
But you're not.
We should be doing it to God's glory.
Amen. But that God's glory is shining on us and the community shining back on you.
To God be the glory.
The importance for the community to see black men unifying black men with each other. The importance of that, Don Glover.
Because it counters the BS, the bull feces.
Come on now.
The chicanery.
This is Donnie Glover we know.
That Fox 45 puts out every night that has us hating each other.
Yes.
Contaminating us with that Willie Lynch thing. Black.
Come on now. For
dark skin, light skin, AKA Delta, Omega, yes. Kappa, East Side, West Side, East Coast, West Coast. That stuff that we don't need.
Exactly.
There was someone who recently said something negative about Russell Wilson, and I was so proud to see a brother step up and say, come on, of all people, this man is humble, he gives back, he's with his wife, he's the wrong one. To see us, we need more of that. We need more of that celebration because we are inundated, we are bombarded with a barrage of foolishness from people, you too, who don't love us. And who don't want us?
Don't go nowhere. I need to get you.
Who don't want
stop
us?
Right there. Okay.
To love each other. Okay. I get it.
Keep going.
So, anything that brings us together is a plus. The Million Man March spirit continues. You know.
Let me ask you your final word, your words of encouragement to the brothers that see y'all is coming behind y'all. What would be your advice to them? The encouragement. Come on
love
now.
Each other. Forgive each other.
Come on.
Respect each other. Don't steal from each other. Don't lie to each other. Be nice to each other. Be good to each other. Stop killing soldiers in your own army.
I want to bring in this brother. You also was an honoree. You come on, say with me, Don Glover. You've created a game. You are also uplifting the community. You just heard Don Glover say, we got to love each other. I thought it was interesting. He said, forgive each other. I think it's important. Two icons here, legends in the making, legend, icon in the making. What do you think about what he just said as his advice to a young man?
I'm going to extend that and say, love each other, forgive each other. each other. Peace and prosperity is the movement, you know what I'm saying? No George, whether it's Washington, Washington Carver, Jackson, but what about knowing Jesus? I'm saying, what about knowing Moses? Whatever your faith base is, I'm saying, we represent the global FBI. That's the faith-based initiative. We represent, we don't fear these other letters. We represent the SIA, the spiritual interconnected associations. I have an understanding of what's going on. We're in the conscious trenches right now. We're right here in the trenches, the conscious trenches. I'm saying, my name conscious don't even matter. I'm saying, Jesus said, I gotta deny myself and pick up his and carry with his, pick up the cross. I'm a warrior in Christ. My name don't matter.
But let me ask you this. For the dash, though, we do want to know your name.
Kelvin Coolidge Floyd Johnson, they know me as Gist Man, 5300 block. I'm from Ground Zero. Born in East Baltimore, raised in Park Heights. Went to Orange Mills, class of 03. Been living in up Drexel, up Philly. They know me.
You know I'm saying? You invented a game of some sort?
Absolutely. B-76 is the movement. 276, B-76, been his ass 76. You know what I'm saying? We stronger together. Like he said, love, forgiveness, peace and prosperity. Get to know what we talk about. It's about peace and prosperity, love and forgiveness. Have it in your heart. We're in the epicenter. Baltimore is the epicenter of the national global health crisis.
Thank you so much.
All the type of deaths, overdoses is happening from fentanyl and all that other.
Let me ask you something. I want Donnie Glover as you.
Stop that. You know what I'm saying? Sell water, sell life, sell some.
Brother, thank you, thank you. As you listen to him, what's your thoughts? Because this is like a younger version of you.
I can step back.
And
hold security for him as he passes it on.
This is what I'm talking about. Passing baton, generational.
Right, yeah.
Generation.
Stay connected, man. You were saying a lot of real stuff out there, man. So I know it comes from a real place and real experiences. Yes. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Baby.
And God bless you both.
Congratulations.
Thank y'all so much, Kings. Peace and blessings. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Nana and Jenga.
And Mama and Jenga, what's the importance of this type of awards today?
Black men are just everything. They're wonderful, and they need to be acknowledged on every level. And I'm so grateful to the organization that always makes it that this elder is here to witness and bear witness to the wonders of what black men are doing in our community. I'm just so grateful.
Yeah. You said elder.
Yes.
Where do you see your people at today? I know you've seen much. And where do you see us going?
I see us moving forward, especially youth. I hear all this negative stuff about youth.
Uh-huh.
But on my Facebook page, which is under Patty Bird on Facebook, all I do is people send me stuff about youth and about the accomplishments that the youth are doing.
Okay.
You know, not just those that are doing first, but those that are inventing things,
right.
Those that are going to a higher level of education at a younger age, you know, they don't do those things on the regular news. They give us all the negative and bad news, but they never talk about what our youth are doing. And I see our youth moving forward and advancing, and I see them doing that by first, like Michael Jackson said, looking at the man in the mirror, and they are straightening themselves up and they're out there and they're helping and promoting others. You know.
Thank you so much, Queen. I appreciate your energy, and I bow to you.
Oh, my darling.
Everybody give some love today. Thank you. Peace and blessings to you.
Peace and blessings.
Continuing the Revolutions of Black Love podcast, we have a Tillman here with us. Please tell us who you are. You was one of the honorees. Please tell us about the rich history, Tillman family, and B. Moore. Because you mentioned your grandfather.
Yes,
go ahead.
Indeed.
You got his face. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Indeed.
Go ahead.
Greetings, world. I'm Kendrick Tillman, and it's just amazing to be a third-generation entrepreneur. So Charles P. Tillman was one of the first African-Americans in the country to own a building, own a venue, a private membership club called the Sphinx Club. So I still have the card that you had to put in the door to open the door. So it was very driven by the elite of just bringing back black excellence together.
And they help fund the community. They help fund businesses, help send people to school.
So my grandfather started a market. He invested in people's tuitions, and he didn't want any credit for it.
So and a the lot name of y'all grocery store was Super Pride, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just, don't y'all think we can't do it? They have. He was part of a conglomerate of men. Five Super Pride grocery stores in Bemore.
Yep.
And they got shut down.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. And the reason it got shut down because at this time it was the Kennedy administration.
Mm.
They was looking. They was like, how these black men able to do this? What's going on? So they started digging. But it was here. And they could do it. They was doing different things, but they was uplifting and putting economic development into our community. Please talk about that.
So everybody that performed at the Royal Theater came to the Sphinx Club. So you're talking about the Red Fox era, the Josephine Bakers. You're talking about the excellence, right? And so my grandfather owned a venue before that where he was assaulted. And he said, you know what? This never happened to me again. I can't afford to have anyone around me that I could possibly get stabbed. So the Sphinx Club came from that incident of his former venue. And so from the 60s up to 1991, that was the era of the Sphinx Club where, again, the elite came. You wanted investment, you came there. You wanted to run for and be elected official, you came there. You wanted to get support for your household, you came there. You wanted help with relationship advice, you came
so
there.
So you're talking about community taking care of community.
A community taking care
of
community.
This is what we were talking about doing, but they was already doing it.
It was doing
it. So ain't like we don't know how to do it.
Right. Right.
Let me ask you, what's the importance of you being third generation Tillman in this award today? What's the importance of that today?
Legacy.
Things
get lost in the sauce. And so I've learned that, one, your vibe attracts your tribe. I said that on the stage.
Your vibe attracts your tribe.
I find so many of us are angry. And when you're angry, that's your vibe. You're going to attract more angry people.
Okay.
And so you're always going to see me in the warm and fuzzy environments. Thank you, Mike. And so all the black men unifying black men have their superpowers. And at this point, we got to make sure that our superpowers can come together as a conglomerate.
Come on now.
And so I talked about not being 50-50, but being 100, being 100%. So some things I'm a 5 in, but because you are 95, together we 100%. And so to me, it's about that. Our community needs to do more resource inventory so that we can bring forth all our resources together so that someone that's only raised 5% got 30,000 more people to get to that 100%.
And what you're talking about is generational wealth. You're talking about legacy. How should we and Bemore and across diaspora, how should we remember the Tillmans? What's that one word you think to describe the Tillman legacy, the Tillman claim?
Wow, that's a powerful question.
So powerful is a good word right there.
Yeah.
When you said that,
I think
that remind me of almost like the Marleys.
Mm.
You know, you hear Bob Marley, you hear his grandchildren, they sound just like him, they look like him. It's like, God damn. It's like the spirit, the person does not die.
Mm.
And so I think, you know what? Just everlasting. You know, I'm going to give y'all a word. I'm going to give you the word, okay?
I like that. I like that one, sis.
Everlasting.
Thank you, Queen.
Everlasting. No, thank you, King. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings, family. The Tillman legacy, everlasting. Thank you.
Everlasting.
We got the legendary, another legend. We had legends up in the house in Bemore, okay? This is where all the OGs and legends was, y'all ain't know, okay? At the Men's 4th Annual Honors Award. Baba David Murphy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For the work you do. And for this was amazing.
Well, because I'm around amazing people.
Come on now.
That's what it's all about, us working with us. And like a recipe.
So they make you look amazing.
And I make, well, vice versa.
And then you make us look amazing.
Yeah. Fast change is no robbery.
Okay, okay.
And so you give, you shall receive.
Yeah.
Receive and you shall give.
What's the importance of the Honors Awards, having this? This is your 4th one.
Well, I don't know about the other recipient, but I received it the first year we did it.
Okay.
I was a recipient.
Okay.
And to make a long story short, when I first went in this venture or this mission in my life, I had a vision that one day I would stand amongst my peers and be honored. And that day, when I went up on that stage and my brothers honored me, that was like a vision come to fruition, spiritual thing.
Okay.
And it was extremely special. Okay. And my brothers, especially soldiers who had put in work.
You call them soldiers?
Yeah, that's what I call them, soldiers who had put in work and saw that my work was significant.
Okay.
And I don't care how much you do and how humble you may be, but everybody like to be recognized every now and then.
That's
you
right.
know, for the
You're
work
right.
we do.
And why not recognize each other?
Yeah, and it's a privilege as well as an honor to serve, to be a servant. That's why I consider myself a servant of servants. See, what I do best, I serve people.
Yeah.
That serve people.
Yeah.
And that's what I get great joy out of.
Is that your love language?
Huh?
That's your love language. Service.
I'm a servant of servants. I just serve people who are actually putting in the work.
But that's black love, though.
Well, that's what you want to do. You can translate it to a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
because, I mean, I'm here today. We had Governor Hogan came through. We had Mayor, y'all know your name, Mayor Bob Wallace. Bob Wallace came through. We had Kwesi Mfumei come through. We had all these, I mean, names that you just hear about. They was in this room.
And this is not the first time. Every year we knew we had that type of caliber of men.
Why? What brings that type of caliber of men?
I'm going to tell you why. I'll tell you why. When I was up there, I told you, when Bill, Bill Goodman, the brainchild of this. He invited Dr. Andre Buckley, Michael Johnson, Rennie Bass, who just came in late, and a guy named Thomas Hardnett.
Okay.
And the six of us got together. And every one of them guys I knew for 25, 30 years.
Okay.
And I knew their each individual history. Each one of them gentlemen had put in work over the years, because we had interacted with each other on an individual basis over the years.
Yeah.
So I knew their history. And I was glad to be amongst, because these are doers, not just these talkers.
Okay, doers, not just talkers.
Yeah.
I got you.
And but then, when we started this venture, you know, it's a thing, so game recognized game.
Yeah, I heard you
men
say that.
Men recognize men.
Men recognize men.
And so when we honor men like that, because we know who they are, you know, because, you know, we've been around these men, you know, we've seen the work.
You say men recognize men.
Yeah, you know, And so what we have done, we just recognize men similar to us who have put in work.
Okay.
And we thought it was a great idea, because a lot of these brothers, like a David Murphy, I don't get a whole lot of honors and a whole lot of
things.
Because one of the reasons is I'm not cliquish.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't join cliques, but I'm always there. I'm always in the background.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
You know, but you not know.
You didn't see me up on the stage when they, you know, they taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't
put yourself out there like that.
No, I don't want to either.
But you put everybody else out there.
Of course. That's my
That's
what I'm saying. And see, you know, to make a long story short, you see, it's not nothing about me. It's about us.
Okay.
And that's my whole mantra.
We got Bill Gooden joining us. Want to have a seat, Bill Gooden, real quick?
Yeah, it has to be quick, because I need to help her take that step on.
Okay, all right. And so, folks, we got the co-founder, Bill Gooden, joins us. And we asked him, what's the importance of this type of award, Bill Gooden? This, you are the founder.
For what?
What's the importance of this type of honors awards for
our
black men?
Well, the honor is that, you know, I mean, black men need to be recognized. And sometimes you got black men doing lots of work, but unless you got some kind of status in society and you got money and stuff, then a lot of people just look over ordinary people, no matter how much work you're doing.
Okay.
So it's important for us to recognize the work of one another, to say, hey, thank you, brother, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, I mean, you need to be encouraged by us, because all of us need to be encouraged.
I also want to say, you all just don't support black men, but I have took note, you all were supporters of Mayor Catherine Pugh, who we know they sent her off, but you all were very big supporters of her, and also you supporters of State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby.
Right.
You support black women, and you're not afraid to support. You went into the fire with these women and supporting them. Why did you come out with such strong support for these women?
Well, I mean, you know, first and foremost, I mean, listen, you know, I mean, basically, we support black people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Black man unifying, black man just saying it's a need for black men to unite.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we ain't organizing ourselves, then we never really see the leverage and the power that we got, right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times black women has care of black men and stuff like that, but we need to be organizing. If we go organize and send a message around the country, and other black men start to organize. recognizing all the groups.
I love
and, you know what I mean, we'll become united and we become strong, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, all, you know, supporting black women, that's just a natural thing to do.
I know that's right.
You see what I'm saying? Because it's the right thing to do. You know what I'm
I know it was because of y'all. Y'all kept Marilyn Monroe out of prison. The, you made the community come out, you made the support come out, and you raised noise. And so I just want to thank y'all for that. That's very powerful. What's the message to the community today as we begin to close up? Was this productive? Was this powerful?
No, it was powerful. It was productive. The message is simple. You know what I'm saying? The message is that, you know, once we recognize that we need each other, you know what I'm saying? And it's not about individualism, because some people don't always do okay by themselves.
Okay.
But collectively, a whole lot of us suffering, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, once we see the need for all of us to unite, to put our talents together, to work together from the levels that we are,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Then all of us can be great.
All right.
Right? So, I mean, that's the message, you know what I mean?
All of us can be great. Thank you. I know you got to go help clean up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to just help.
I appreciate you, Baba.
Step out to the car.
Yeah, I'll be here, though.
All right.
The message today, that we should take away from this today, Baba David Murphy.
Well, you have seen for yourself that when black men put a call out, other black, when you, especially if you're a soldier, other black men will show up. Not because we called them, because the work that we have done. And they recognize that.
Right.
And also, this is an honor. Right. And they can say it's a privilege to be recognized by your peers. And I know individuals come out because they was being honored. But when they come here, they see all the soldiers around here. And they know it takes a village.
And you feel the energy. You feel the power. You feel the love.
And it's always like a reunion. You see the brothers hugging and, you know, haven't seen each other in years.
So
every year is different. But the same thing. Brothers, it's like a reunion to us. You know, and so, you know, I want to thank you, my black sister. No, seriously, you stepped up. And you knew what I was going through at the time. And you stepped right on in and say, how can I help? See, that's what it's all about. See, that's serving you. And it's an honor and a privilege. I want to thank you.
You want to thank me?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Thanks.
You know, because, see, you don't even know. See, a random act of kindness goes a long way. Like, I was in the trenches. And, you know, when people like you step up, then I say, well, you know, that gives you that fuel. I got to take one more step, one more, you know, I can go a little long because I got people standing with me, standing by me. So it's not about me. It's about us. And see, you be, like I said, you be surprised when you step up like that. And they may never say it to you. They may never encourage you. But
turn that all the way around. I'm up here. We supposed to be honoring you. You talking about
No, but it's the truth. Fast changes, no rivalry, I always say. And again, I want to thank you because, like I said, you gave me encouragement. That one day, and I was tired, I was sleepy. I got right. and guess what? It happened. You see this publication? It's here.
It's here.
And they were done miraculously. I told you, this is almost seemed impossible. One day at a time.
One day at a time.
But then whenever time I went did a page in there, I saw a soldier. It ain't about me. And I got to fight on, you know, and so I kept on, and then it happened.
Baba David, thank you so much. Baba David Murphy, publisher of National Black Unity News, who has grown so many entrepreneurs. We appreciate you. Much black love to you always. We will always support you. Ham Radio will always support you. And we are yours forever.
Well, I'm here. One of my things, I am here. And I'm saying that not because I'm here. I'm here for you.
All right, black love. Thank you so much, everybody, diaspora audience, the legendary, iconic, Baba David Murphy, publisher, National Black Unity News. We thank you so much. Black love, black power.
Okay.
They were blessed with my name.
And then I grew older, and I saw what's to see, that the world is full of pain, and my dreams, they left me.
Then I got stronger, and so tired of the pain.
That's when I picked up the pieces, and I regained my name.
And I fought hard, y'all, to call out my blame.
And
right now you look at me and it all seems in vain.
Your dreams ain't easy. You just stick by your plan. To go from boys to men, you must act like a man. When it gets hard, my background changed.
And you will know.
Now I know you're crying, yeah, but it's all in dismay. And the things you want, you can't have. They're just something away.
Life ain't over. Yeah,
just grab the wind and make amends. And I'll fight to take you far.